Harper Business and Harper Audio present 15 Cents on the Dollar, How Americans Made the Black-White Wealth Gap, by Louise Story and Ebony Reed. Read by Tova Ott. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains graphs from the book and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Louise Story has donated and will continue to donate all her profits from the print edition of this book to nonprofit organizations, and Ebony Reed has donated a share of hers. These nonprofits support education, women's empowerment, and journalism, with a strong focus on Black Americans. Please visit the website for this book at www.15cents.info to find out about these donations, to contact the authors, and to learn more about their teaching, speaking events, and journalism careers. For Therese A. Paylor and our relatives past, present, and future. Ebony Reed. For my children and for yours. Louise Story. America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Preface. It was about 1 a.m. on April 12th, 2022, as he stood outside his home crying tears of rage and disbelief. There wasn't anything to say, really. Nearly 20 years of his life had been spent there. He had fought for it. He had won and lost and won and lost again. Standing in front of his house just after the fire, this was Lovelace. Lovelace watched the smoke, looked upon the ashes of his dreams. The old man he'd been sheltering had been hauled into an ambulance. When, soon afterward, the man arrived at Grady Hospital, a local news station carried the story. "We don't have his age or his name," the anchor reported on air. "We do know that he was alive when he showed up here at Grady." The man's name was Carl Phillips, and he had once been a familiar face at the nearby Shepherd's Inn homeless shelter. Located in downtown Atlanta, a 2-minute walk from the National Center for Civil and Human Rights Museum, the shelter welcomed around 400 men per night. Most were Black, like Phillips. COVID-19 had brought more unhoused people to the shelter, some as young as 18. They were not all Atlanta natives. A good number of people had come to Atlanta because of its reputation as the Black Mecca. "I heard Atlanta was the place for me," they would say to shelter staff. "They come to our doors because they have nobody else to turn to," Rachel Reynolds, a manager at the shelter, told us. "Whether that's something that's been done to them or something they have done," she added, "it doesn't really matter." Phillips, the man taken to Grady, was partially blind. He had been sleeping on the streets of Bankhead, a once white area near downtown, that, over time, had become mainly Black and, in recent times, had become famous among rap fans as the rough neighborhood of the late rapper Shorty Low. There was a drive-by shooting in the weeks before the fire that sent Phillips to the hospital. But there was also the local dry cleaner shop that had kept track of Phillips' disability card for safekeeping and helped him buy groceries for a while. And there was the Black Bankhead homeowner, James Lewis Lovelace III, who had recently gotten Phillips off the street. After first putting a couch on the front porch for him, Lovelace had eventually taken him in, letting him sleep in a bedroom. That homeowner, Lovelace, had a complex personal story himself. He was born and raised in Atlanta and grew up with little privilege. By his early 40s, he was spending his afternoons and nights running a small barbecue stand next to a gas station. He had been in and out of prison. He had children. He had dreams. He had fought hard for everything he had and was willing to share it. And then...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?